Hey, Lulu here. Whether we are romping through science, music, politics, technology, or feelings, we seek to leave you seeing the world anew. Radiolab adventures right on the edge of what we think we know, wherever you get podcasts.
The Senate being equally divided, the vice president votes in the affirmative, and the nomination is confirmed.
This is The Takeaway. I'm John Hockenberry. History in the Senate. Trump's nominee for the Department of Education, Betsy DeVos, is confirmed. But, boy, it wasn't easy. Takeaway Washington correspondent Todd Zwillick is on the Hill. This was some history, right?
Yeah, it sure was, because Vice President Mike Pence, John, had to take the chair to break a 50-50 tie on Betsy DeVos. And that's the first time in the history of the Republic that a vice president has broken a tie on an executive nominee. Look, it's only happened about 240 times anyway on legislation. It's never happened on a cabinet nominee. So this was a first for Mike Pence in his role as president of the Senate. And it was so close for Betsy DeVos, who, by the way, is a Republican mega donor. People know by now she's 59 years old from Michigan, a billionaire thanks to the Amway fortune, and a major donor to many of the Republicans who voted for her today, John. But Betsy DeVos, by all counts, had a dismal, or poor, I should say, showing in her confirmation hearing, really unable to be conversant with some senators in some basics of educational and school assessment on the Individuals with Disabilities Education Act, which has been on the books in various forms for decades. It led two Republican senators, Susan Collins and Lisa Murkowski of Maine and Alaska, respectively, to vote against her. But that's what deadlocked the Senate at 50-50. There were protests in some of the states. There was an all-night speech protest by Democrats to try to put pressure on one more Republican to flip. It wasn't enough. 50-50. Betsy DeVos is confirmed. She's Education Secretary, John.
What does this mean for her programs and her views on education, you know, despite her, you know, lack of knowledge on certain aspects of educational reform? Where do those policies stand? Will they be less popular as a result? Will she have more difficulty as a result?
I have to say that the general public, I'm sorry to say, usually pays relatively little attention to what's going on at the Education Department, although they did when Common Core came out. It was a major issue for lots of voters, particularly in midterms. Now, Betsy DeVos herself, controversial, of course, but also her career as a funder and an activist in the education realm, she is going to face severe scrutiny. And why is that? Because she has a long career of being basically against public schools, or at least promoting major alternatives to public schools, religious schools, religious charters, private schools that get public money. Democrats call them vouchers. She's never gone to public school herself. Her children never went to public school. And a lot of Democrats highlighted that. So I think that you can expect education groups, teachers unions, Democrats to apply some pretty close scrutiny, more than usual, to an education secretary as she tries to implement Trump administration policies here.
Scrutiny and ripples, procedural ripples. I noticed that Jeff Sessions, for Attorney General, he's up next in the Senate. And the reason he was delayed, he was supposed to be confirmed last Friday. The reason he was delayed is they needed his vote for Betsy DeVos, right?
Yeah. I mean, keep in mind, Jeff Sessions is a senator. So if Jeff Sessions had been confirmed first, he would have become attorney general. And you can tell today by the result, 50-50, they needed that vote. So it was last week. I was hanging around outside the chamber door. John Cornyn came out. I said, what are you going to do with Sessions? He said, oh, we're just going to flip these. DeVos will go first. That's how we're going to solve that problem.
And they need an attorney general over there at DOJ with everything else that's going on. That's for sure. Todd Zwillick, Takeaway Washington correspondent. Thanks so much.
You got it, John.
So Betsy DeVos is an advocate of charter schools and voucher programs. A lot of you are aware of that for educational reform. If you have any questions about educational options like charter schools and vouchers, give us a call at 877-8-MY-TAKE or send us your questions. We'll get them answered tomorrow on the program.